Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Fall is in the air, and some questions about fall lawn care are coming into our office at a pretty good rate. A few things to keep in mind as you consider how to finish caring for your lawn this year and make it ready to go again in the spring. First of all, the question of how long should you continue to mow the lawn? The answer is mow until the grass has stopped growing in the fall. Cool season grasses, which are Kentucky bluegrass and others that are common in lawns in Iowa, stop growing when high temperatures during the day are consistently below 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, we've certainly had our share of days below that temperature, but we've also had quite a few days here lately and more in the forecast that will be above that temperature. Usually, the consistently below 50 degree Fahrenheit is reached in late October or early November. Once the foliage has stopped growing, the lawnmower can be put away for the winter. Another good thing to keep in mind when thinking about when your lawn may have stopped growing is when you should be fertilizing it. You can fertilize the lawn a couple different times in the fall and for a couple different reasons. Fertilization in mid-September will promote a moderate rate of growth and help thicken the turf before the spring. Of course, that time has passed for us, so now we're looking at an application of fertilizer to be made in either late October or early November, but not applied until the foliage has stopped growing, with the purpose of this fertilization to be promoting root growth and promoting an early green up next spring. Now again, this application of fertilizer to be made in late October or early November should not be made until the turf grass foliage has stopped growing, which once again will be when daytime high temperatures drop below about 50 degrees Fahrenheit. So about the same time you put your lawnmower away, go ahead and apply about 1 pound of actual nitrogen per 1,000 square feet. And again, that will help promote the root growth and early green up next spring. Applying that too early will cause a big flush of green in the lawn this year, but may also help that die off a little earlier and damage the plant. So make sure that once you put the lawnmower away and the grass has stopped growing, that is a good time to do your final nitrogen application for the year. If you're wanting to give your lawn a little cleaner look next year, how late can you apply a broadleaf herbicide? The fall is certainly a good time to do that, and definitely the best time to do that for perennial broadleaf weed control, such as dandelions, plantains, and clovers. These applications can be made anytime from mid-September through early November. You want an effective broadleaf herbicide, which usually contains a mixture of two or three herbicides, as no single compound will control all broadleaf weeds. These can be applied as liquids or granules, and of course, before applying any herbicide, make sure you carefully read and follow any label directions. But again, that broadleaf herbicide can be applied anytime through early November, as long as you give it time to soak down to the roots of the plants, which is what it will do this time of year, as those perennial weeds are transporting food to the roots this time of year for storage. And so they will take that chemical right on down with them and will kill off at the roots and not grow back next year. Lots of leaves falling now. Do we need to remove those from the lawn? We need to know that turf grass uses light, water, and nutrients to manufacture food. In the fall, especially if you have a very large tree, the lawn areas beneath these trees may often be completely covered with leaves, and the debris from these leaves will prevent the plants from manufacturing and storing food prior to winter. So you do want to get those raked up. They also may mat down and smother the grass over winter when you have kind of the wet days like we've been having on and off this fall. So a thick layer of leaves with little or no grass visible will need to be raked up and completely removed. A small amount of leaves can be chopped up with the mulching mower, and these small quantities of leaves will filter down into the grass canopy and provide some mulch for next year. If you've gotten your lawn maintenance taken care of for the year, we want to invite you to come out to the Cass County Extension office this Friday. We're having a customer appreciation event or a community appreciation event for anyone in the Cass County community who'd like to come out and learn a little bit more about Extension. Extension offices across the state are hosting open houses on Friday afternoon as part of a centennial celebration of homecoming. Saturday the 27th is the 100th anniversary of homecoming at Iowa State University. And Iowa State University, of course, is the research home for many of the great research-based informational guides you can find at the Cass County Extension Office. Many of our programs, resources, and all of that come from the Iowa State University campus. So to celebrate Iowa State University and the impact that we hope we're making in the community, we want to invite the public out to the Extension office this Friday, the 26th of October, from 11 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll have a tailgate-themed party going on, if you will. A few finger snacks for folks to enjoy. We'll have a picture booth with all sorts of Cyclone Harvest things. You can get your picture taken, get a family picture taken. We also, since it is homecoming, want to encourage Extension fans, Cyclone fans, and ISU alumni to come out and autograph a wall in Sy's locker room, also known as our conference room, but we've all decorated it up this week. They can autograph the section of the wall they would like to autograph, whether you're an ISU Extension fan, an Iowa State Cyclone fan, or an ISU alumni. We want to get your name on our locker room wall. We're having a little contest between the decades for alumni to see which alumni decade can get the most signatures on our wall. And everyone who signs their name on the wall will get their name into prize packages to be drawn for several great door prizes with Extension resources and Cyclone gear. Lots of good stuff. If you're not able to make it out but still want to sign the Sy's locker room wall, the wall is up right now in the Extension office. It'll be up all week, so you can stop in anytime prior to our open house this week and get your name in the door prize drawing as well. So we want to make sure we invite everyone to stop out and do that. Again, the community appreciation event, we'd love you to come out, take advantage of some of the opportunities to learn about Extension programs, have a little fun with the family, get your picture taken, get your name in for some door prizes, as well as stop by and just say hi to the Extension staff. Until next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.